All right, buddy. We're starting a new feature of Read Along with Reese, okay? This is going to be called Journey to Star Wars The Force Awakens. You like that? What's it going to entail? Okay, well, we've got 4 days before Daddy sees The Force Awakens. That's on Thursday. Today is Monday. So Monday, we're going to read Star Wars A New Hope, The Little Golden Book. Tomorrow, Tuesday, we'll do The Empire Strikes Back. Wednesday, Return of the Jedi. And Thursday, before we see the movie, we'll do The Force Awakens. You excited for this? You pumped up? Okay, buddy. The Road to the Last Jedi starts now. Star Wars, A New Hope, A Little Golden Book. See the cover? Who's this guy in the middle? That's Luke Skywalker. He's holding his lightsaber. And that's Princess Leia with a blaster. Han Solo with a blaster. That's Chewbacca the Wookiee. And the droids, R2-D2 and C-3PO. Yeah, yeah. And that big shadowy thing, that's Darth Vader. He's a bad guy. Yeah. Don't let the prequels fool you. He's a bad guy. Star Wars, A New Hope, adapted by Jeff Smith. Illustrated by Caleb Muir and Mickey Rose. A long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. All right, we've got these two ships. That big one, that's the Imperial Star Destroyer. And look, its tractor beam has locked on to the Rebel Blockade Runner. A terrible war rages as the Rebel Alliance struggles to defeat the evil Galactic Empire. Led by brave Princess Leia, a small team of rebels has just stolen secret plans for the Empire's ultimate weapon. The Death Star is a space station so powerful it can vaporize planets. But as the rebels try to escape, an Imperial Star Destroyer captures them. Yeah, that's what we see on these pages. Big Star Destroyer, that's the bad guy's ship, and it's got them. And down here, we just see the top of the planet, Tatooine. Princess Leia hides the plans and a secret message in a small droid named R2-D2. That's the princess. As R2-D2 and his friend C-3PO flee in an escape pod, a menacing figure cloaked in black invades the rebel ship. It is the evil Imperial commander, Darth Vader. He wants the Death Star plans back. He orders his stormtroopers to capture the princess. That's the way he sounds. That's Darth Vader. Those are the stormtroopers. All right, this page. Look, the two droids, they're on the desert planet surrounded by Jawas. R2-D2 and C-3PO land on the desert planet Tatooine. They are captured by tiny scavengers called Jawas. The droids are quickly sold to a farmer and his young nephew, Luke Skywalker. There's Luke, looking out over the desert at sunset with the twin sons of Tatooine. An orphan, Luke dreams of leaving his desert home and traveling into space on exciting adventures. Ooh, this book really moves. We're meeting Luke at the end of page 4, and it's like, I don't even think we see him in the movie until almost 20 minutes in the movie. As Luke cleans... Are you trying to hold this book for yourself? Do you want to read it at your own pace? Am I going too fast or too slow? As Luke cleans R2-D2, he accidentally unlocks part of Princess Leia's message. Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You're my only hope. Luke wonders if she means the old hermit Ben Kenobi, who lives far off in the desert. That night, R2-D2 runs away to deliver his message. See, they're looking at the hologram of Princess Leia. At dawn, Luke and C-3PO race off in a land speeder to find R2-D2. When they finally reach the little droid, vicious sand people attack. Luckily, a mysterious cloaked man comes to the rescue. It's Ben Kenobi. Those are the sand people going... There's Ben talking to Luke. In Ben's hut, R2-D2 plays Princess Leia's full message. The princess asks Obi-Wan to travel to her planet Alderaan and help the rebels defeat the evil empire. Luke is amazed to learn that old Ben was once Obi-Wan Kenobi, a great Jedi Knight skilled in the ways of the Force. The Force is an energy field that gives the Jedi Knight his power. It binds the galaxy together, Obi-Wan explains. Obi-Wan then reveals that Luke's father was a Jedi Knight until Darth Vader betrayed him. Darth had been a student of Kenobi's until he turned to the dark side of the Force. Obi-Wan gives Luke a gift, his father's lightsaber, a powerful laser sword. I want to learn the ways of the Force and become a Jedi like my father, Luke says.
Yeah, so we're just skipping over Luke's motivation, that his adopted parents were just murdered. Okay, that's fine, we can skip that part. It's maybe not for children.
Whew, all right, now we get to one of Daddy's favorite parts in the whole movie, the Mos Eisley Cantina. Look at all these creatures and aliens. Luke, Obi-Wan, and the droids go to Mos Eisley Spaceport to find a spaceship to take them to Alderaan. They look for a pilot in a cantina crowded with strange and dangerous aliens. Okay, so up in this corner, that's Fagrinda Inn and the Modal Nodes. They're the band playing music. Back here we have Muftak. He's playing against the Gotul, one of the spacemen. There's the Ithorian Momonaden. There's Rodian, possibly Greedo. Someone, the Sauropod, I don't remember that guy's name. There's Ponda Baba. There's a Duros. There's Wooer, the bartender. Dr. Evazan with Ponda Baba. They cause some trouble later. There's Danik Jericho, the snot vampire. There's Snaggletooth. There's Neighbor on the Leads, who's got four arms. There's Katie, who's like a little rat or bat-faced thing. And here they are, the heroes. Obi-Wan and Luke sitting down with Han Solo and Chewbacca. Obi-Wan hires Han Solo and his Wookiee co-pilot Chewbacca. Their ship, the Millennium Falcon, is fast enough to outrun Imperial Star Destroyers. It will be a dangerous trip, but Han needs the money to pay a debt to Jabba the Hutt, a powerful crime lord.
Oh, good. We skipped the scene with Jabba the Hutt. That doesn't need to be in here. It shouldn't even be in the movie.
Luke and his friends climb aboard the Millennium Falcon and blast off. Imperial TIE fighters chase them, but Han quickly engages the ship's hyperdrive. Soon, the Falcon is traveling at the speed of light. Yeah. The heroes race across the galaxy, only to discover that Alderaan is gone, destroyed by the Death Star. See that? That's them traveling at light speed.
Don't rip these pages. You need to cherish this forever. This is art, damn it.
Alright, so there's the giant Death Star, and it's caught the Falcon in the tractor beam. Suddenly, the giant space station pulls them in with a powerful tractor beam, which I just said.
Ooh, we're really moving here. Okay, these pages.
Trapped in the Death Star, Luke and his friends hide from the Imperial forces. Obi-Wan sets off to deactivate the tractor beam so they can escape. Look, there he is, on that little circular disc thing, deactivating the platform while these stormtroopers walk by, talking about some new piece of technology. R2-D2 plugs into a computer and makes an incredible discovery. Princess Leia is being held prisoner on the Death Star. Disguised as stormtroopers, Luke and Han handcuff Chewbacca and pretend he is the prisoner. They enter the detention center and take the guards by surprise. Look, that's Han and Luke, but they're dressed as the bad guys. They're dressed as stormtroopers. Luke quickly finds Princess Leia and opens her cell. "I'm here to rescue you," Luke says, taking off his helmet. Uh-oh, they're all trapped in the garbage masher. The stormtroopers corner Luke and his friends. Thinking fast, Leia grabs a blaster and blows open a garbage chute. The heroes dive in and land in a giant trash compactor filled with stinky junk and a garbage monster. Crunch! The walls begin to close in, getting closer and closer and closer. Things look grim. Luke uses his communicator to contact C-3PO and R2-D2. Look, there, he's got the communicator. Han and Leia, they're trying to use that big pipe to brace the walls. At the last second, the droids are able to turn off the compactor and unlock a door. Okay, there's Obi-Wan and Darth Vader with their lightsabers out. After turning off the tractor beam, Obi-Wan confronts his old enemy, Darth Vader. They ignite their lightsabers, and the duel begins. As Luke runs to the Millennium Falcon, he sees the battle. Just as Vader strikes down Obi-Wan, oh no! The old man vanishes, and his cloak falls to the floor. No! Cries Luke. Now we see the Falcon flying away, chased by TIE fighters. The heroes race aboard the Millennium Falcon and take off. Imperial TIE fighters try to shoot them down, but Han and Luke climb into the Falcon's gun bays and blast the TIE fighters to bits. Soon the heroes are zooming across the galaxy to deliver the secret Death Star plans to the rebels. Alright, here we see the rebel briefing with General Dodonna outlining the plans. At their base, the rebels review the Death Star plans and find a weakness. One perfect shot in a small vent could destroy the entire station. Han tells Luke that he doesn't want to help with the mission. Instead, the pilot is returning to Tatooine to pay his debt to Jabba the Hutt. But we don't know that Jabba lives on Tatooine. In fact, why would he? Why would Han have been there in the first place if that's where Jabba lived? Alright, now we see Luke flying his X-Wing fighter in the trench, chased by Darth Vader. Ooh, they really sped through that battle, didn't they? X-Wings attack the Death Star as it approaches and prepares to destroy the Rebel base. Waves of screaming TIE fighters defend the station. The Rebel pilots fight bravely, but no one makes the perfect shot. Finally, it is Luke's turn. He flies his X-Wing down a narrow trench toward the vent. Suddenly, Darth Vader appears in a TIE fighter. Darth Vader is about to destroy Luke's X-Wing when something blasts his TIE fighter. It's the Millennium Falcon zooming to the rescue. Hooray, Han Solo came back. Look, his Falcon has come back. You're all clear, kid, shouts Han. Now let's blow this thing and go home. Look, there's the Death Star exploding. And Luke's X-Wing flies away safely. As Darth Vader's damaged fighter spirals into space, Luke hears Obi-Wan's voice. Use the Force. Luke turns off his targeting computer, closes his eyes, and fires. The shot is perfect. The Death Star explodes. That's what we see. Yeah. All right, last page. What do we got here? We got the medal ceremony. There's R2-D2 and C-3PO looking clean. Luke in his cool outfit with the yellow jacket. There's Han. They both got medals. Chewbacca doesn't get one because of speciesism, I guess. And there's Princess Leia. Luke Skywalker and his friends are... I know, right? Luke Skywalker and his friends are heroes. Princess Leia gives them medals, and the rebels cheer. Their fight with Darth Vader and the Empire is far from over, but they know... that the Force will be with them always. All right, buddy. That was Star Wars: A New Hope. Taking your first step on a larger journey to Star Wars The Last Jedi.